This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next up, it's a Plains FM feature interview, keeping you in touch with the people and events happening in our Canterbury community.
Kia ora, and welcome to a bright, sparkly episode of Plains FM Features. So Plains FM covered the Christchurch City Council's annual Tirama Mai event that starts this weekend, celebrating Puaka Matiriki in the heart of the city. You can find fabulous installations from the Arts Centre, Taipei Christchurch Convention Centre, the Riverside Market every evening, from 5 p.m. up to 10 p.m. Friday the 21st of June, right up till 30th June next Sunday. We were fortunate enough to interview Keddy, the event producer, and Connor Clark, an artist at Tirama Mai. First, we listened to a recording from the event producer Keddy, a warm, bubbly personality with an immense passion for art here in Ototahi Christchurch. Kia ora, Keddy. How are you doing today?
Very good.
We just took a press tour around the Tirama Mai installations. It was stunning. Keddy, how do you feel now that the event's happening tomorrow?
Stoked. Yeah. It's been a lot of hard, fast, frantic work to pull this off within sort of 5 or 6 months, which is probably, you know, leaving things a little bit close to the wire and probably putting a few people under pressure that they maybe don't need. So we're going to try and do that differently next time. But really impressed with the way artists and technicians and companies have sort of rallied around and really worked hard to pull something slightly different from, you know, previous years together.
Pressure makes diamonds was the first thing I thought of when you said that, you know, like I leave a lot of my stuff till the last moment and only then does some of my best work come through.
Yeah. I could say yes to that. That can be a true thing. But I also think if you've got time to cogitate on something, whether or not you leave creating it to the end, that the fact that you've had time to really think things through. So hoping to put people under slightly less time pressure, but give them enough time to think. You know, things through and work through some ideas. So, yeah. But, you know, there's some amazing work out there this year, some amazing new work. And we're very fortunate to have started building a wee collection of artwork that we can bring out. You know, not quite every year. We've already resting something this year, so we'll rest things and then bring them back. Yeah.
So, Keddy, do you have a theme for this year's series?
A loose one with some of the new works. We invited the artists to think about te tai, or the natural environment, and with a particular focus on some of our threatened or endangered species from the Canterbury Waitaha region. So you would have seen that in some of the projections, work in particular from Ariki. And also through some of the work that Maui have done for us, posters and flags at the Art Centre. Yeah.
How do you go about curating something like this? Do you go through a lot of different artists, or do you just meet a few artists and give them the theme for the year and say, you know what, let's see what you've got for us?
We have an idea about what we want to achieve, particularly in a tight time frame like this. So we need to know who we're going to work with and how they work and whether or not they can deliver or up to the challenge of playing with some new technology, because that is always a challenge. The projection mapping is something a bit new for us, so also new for some of our designers and artists. So it's a lot of direct approach. I don't believe yet we've run an open call for anything yet. We did start with a focus on Naitahu artists and Māori artists based in the city, and we're just starting to sort of open that up a little bit more, so that we can yeah, so a good understanding of who's out there. So I mean, obviously I work in the arts and have another port I wear, another hat I wear. I'm also chair of Paimanu, Naitahu Contemporary Visual Arts Trust, so I'm quite involved in contemporary arts practice. And we're really rich with artists across Naitahu, But we've also got some excellent Māori artists and Pacific artists in the city. So I think we'll see some evolution of who we're involving over the years to come. But it definitely felt like the right thing to do to bed it in Te Ao Māori, in particular work with Ngāi Tahu artists. So that will always be a strong thread.
On the tour today, we were taken on a sort of like a structure tour around the CBD. Is that the way you'd recommend someone go through and look at all of the installations, or can you just take it by whatever comes up?
There's sort of three starting points. You can start at the Art Centre, Te Matatiki. You could start at Riverside, or you could start at Te Pai. Yeah, either way. What we know in the past is, particularly those big nights, the Matariki holiday itself, the night either side of that can be very busy. So, you know, we've endeavoured to spread it out and to distribute the work in a way that folks can start from wherever they want to, really, wherever they've travelled in from, whether it's on foot, on bike, on bus or car. Whatever's convenient and land where they want to. So if they want to finish with some food, then, you know, Te Pai is probably your... Not Te Pai, Riverside is probably your place.
Yeah, I was thinking about, it's a great way to get people out of their houses and out of their jammies in the winter, you know?
Yeah, and so we're always really impressed by the number of people who will turn out. And, you know, we've been very fortunate with weather on most occasions, but we've also had some atrocious weather and people will come out. You know, they're not afraid to, so that's really cool. And sometimes you get more space, more opportunity to look at the work without many people around. So, people will come out.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great cultural initiative by the city and by you. And I, from your perspective, what would you think the importance or the significance of an event like this is to Ototahi?
For me personally, I think it's the first cultural Māori Ngāi Tahu focused event that council has had, and I think that's really important. So I look forward to us growing those the involvement of hapū in particular, but also stretching across the Ngāi Tahu Takiwā. So we are working, you know, with Selwyn District and have an active conversation with Mackenzie as well, but yet to land there. So I do think it's got not just that cultural Te Ao Māori focus for the city in the middle of winter, but it's also an opportunity to sort of acknowledge the place that Ototahi has is the second largest city, and is the largest city in the South Island. You know, we've got a relationship that to build with other communities.
Oh, stunning. Hey, Kitty, thanks so much for talking to us. Like, I'm greatly appreciative of the fact that we were called, and all the best for the next few days.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you took the tour, and just encourage people to come out, have a look.
Yeah, we will. You'll find the description, you'll find the details about the event in the description below.
Next up, we listen to Connor Clark, a contributing artist at Tiramamai, a funky character with bucket loads of humour and spark.
Kia ora, Connor. How are you doing?
Kia ora, Sinclair. I'm pretty good. How are you?
We are pretty good. We got an initial tour of the Tiramamai today, and I got to see some of the artwork on display. Unfortunately, Connor's wasn't up yet, so
psych.
I will ask Connor to describe what it looks like for me. And because this is an audio platform, y'all just have to use your imagination like I have.
And I'm also going to use my imagination because it's not up yet, but it has been designed. So it's a collaborative work between myself and Kirsty Dunn, who is a writer and academic, and Melissa Wong, who is a designer. So the three of us worked together on it, and it, I guess I'll try and describe it. It used to be a wayfinding tower, so it's, I don't know, in town somewhere along the river. So it's quite a tall tower, and we've designed a bunch of panels to go around it. Most of them are quite dark. A lot of it centers around the Kaikoura titi, which is an endangered seabird, and it's the only seabird in the world that nests and breeds in an alpine environment, so they're really unusual. And I have a connection with them because I have whakapapa to Kaikoura. So anyway, long story, but Yeah, there's a lot of references to the titi, but because they fly back to their mountain burrows in the darkness, you don't really get to see them fly. So there's a lot of kind of thinking about, I guess, feeling as opposed to necessarily seeing or, you know, sensing with the eyes. So lots of blackness, lots of darkness, not really any images in so many words of the titi, but a lot of feathers and, yeah, thinking about Te Pō.
And how did the three of y'all contribute to the project?
I'm an artist and Kirst is a writer. So it actually originated out of a talk that Kirsty and I did at Christchurch Art Gallery. And the artwork itself is kind of a conversation between the two of us. So there's a lot of text where I kind of speak and then Kirst replies. So there's actually kind of like two voices in the work speaking to each other about all kinds of things, but a lot of thinking and feeling and looking to this particular bird for advice. I think you can learn a lot through looking to the birds, particularly endangered species like the Kaikoura titi.
What was one detail specifically that you went really like out of your way to put in? Or
What do I feel special about? There's some really beautiful photographs actually that are photograms. There's some photograms of the feathers from the adult bird that that I picked up, and there's also a few sort of fluff from the titi chick. That were kind of stuck to me from, I've been doing a bit of volunteer work with them. So, yeah, so there's, I don't know, that's quite special because there's this kind of touch element to this contact between us and the birds.
Are you from New Zealand? Did you grow up in New Zealand?
Yeah, I grew up in Tāmaki Makaurau, so Auckland, and I left there a very long time ago. But, Yeah.
Nice. And you've given us a short brief of how you are connected to this, but is there anything in your upbringing that was the reason that you chose this as a subject for this art piece? You said that you did. Was there sort of like a deeper reasoning?
Well, I guess as an artist, I kind of tend to move around and each project is very different. And I sort of, follow my nose. It says that on the tower as well. It's got a lot of that kind of following instinct. And and I guess at the moment my nose led me to the mountains, and so I sort of got to know these birds. But I guess when you look at the tower, and when I was looking at the birds when I was in the mountains, we had this device, right? It's one of those thermal imaging devices, so you can kind of see body heat that's below the visible spectrum. So there are images that I've made up in the mountains of the birds from a distance. So when you look at them from a distance, they really just look like stars. So I kind of like that symmetry between, you know, looking at the birds, removing the device, seeing the stars, bird stars, bird stars. So yeah, I kind of thought that it would be appropriate for Matariki. I don't know if that answers your question.
That's beautiful, though. That does answer the question. And I like the way you've sort of built a connection between Matariki and your piece of art. Like, that was awesome.
Everything's connected.
Is connected. Nice one. We've taken a short tour around some of the other art pieces. Is there anything else that struck you?
Ooh, well, I really love the work by Rachel Rakina, the weaving work at the river. Because it's come back again. That was really one of my favourite works from last year. So it's really nice to have it back so I can spend a bit more time with it, because it was there and then it was gone and I was kind of, Oh, also Hohua Kurene's work, the beautiful light boxes outside Te Pai. Really good to see those as well. I'll come back to spend a bit more time with them on Saturday.
Perfect. Hey, Connor, it was great talking to you. You've got a great aura. I'm hoping that a lot of people come check out your piece of art.
Thank you, Sinclair.
To the listener, the Tiramamai event starts today. You can find installations around the Arts Centre, the Te Pai Convention Centre, Riverside Market. So that's 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. from the 21st of June until the 30th of June. So get your whānau, get your friends. See you there. Kia ora.
You've been listening to a Plains FM featured interview, keeping you in touch with what's happening in our Canterbury community.